Next application.
Case number 13159, Clifton Parker seeks variances from the agricultural setback requirement for existing structures. Section 115-20 and 115-4 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Pyle Center Road. The 911 address is 34816 Pyle Center Road in Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 5, Parcel 55. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicants are seeking 35-foot variance from the 50-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing poultry house and a 35-foot variance from the 50-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing manure shed.
Good evening. Good evening. We'll have you sworn in here in a second.
Please state your name and address.
Clifton Parker, 36675 Parker Road, Frankfurt, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, the floor is yours to present the case.
Okay. I'm a farmer in southeastern Sussex County. Been a farmer all my life. And what I purchased, my wife and I purchased this property. In which we've been farming for 25 years, probably, from the Evans family. And when we agreed upon the purchase price and the setbacks and everything, it was 15 foot, and I was unaware of the zoning. We agreed upon 15 foot around the existing buildings, which Mark and Lisa Evans own, and that's the only around those buildings.
And if you want to go up to the map, you can do that as well.
No other property owners affected other than myself and my wife and the Evanses. Starts right here. I'd like this line, 15 foot variance, going up to here, around the manure shed, and back to here. That's the only land that is affected. I'd like it to be a 15 foot variance from the chicken house a setback from the chicken house and the manure shed. There's no other neighbors, no other property owners affected other than us two. I have an affidavit in here signed by Lisa and Mark Evans saying they're in agreement of this and they have no argument to that 15-foot setback. In the foreseeable future, it will remain in agriculture. Of course, I can't say forever because someday I'm going to pass. We have created no changes on this other than asking for the 15-foot setback on the property. And that this way it can still exist in farmland with that. That's pretty much my case.
So you purchased the farmland. How long has it been in that state? Has it been there for 15 years, 20 years? Has it been?
I've farmed it for over 20 years.
Everything
is still the same. The before I bought it, the owner of the property was Lisa Evans's father, and they went ahead and they built the manure shed and that one chicken house that was built probably, if I want to guess, 15 years ago, and then of course upon his death it was left to them, and they never had it surveyed out. This is when I purchased it, is when we had it surveyed.
So all you're asking for basically is for things to stay the way
the way they are right now and have been so for well over, when they built the chicken houses is when it changed. Before it was a farm field for, I don't know, well over 50, 60, 70 years. I've farmed it for over 25 years.
You might have already said this, but when did you purchase it?
About 3 years ago.
Then when you had the survey done, when you purchased it, that's when you discovered the need for the setback?
Yes.
Any other questions from the board? Mr. Adams, do you have any questions? All good. If you'd have a seat right in the front, we'll...
Okay.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13159? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13159? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13159 for Clifton Parker. For the requested variance pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property has been this way for many, many years. He'd like to keep it the way it is, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimal variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
A second motion.
Okay. A motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13159 has been approved. Have a good evening.
Thank you.